Golish and Durkin are still cooking on the defensive recruiting trail. Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Vasey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and I am once again in my dad's Cold War bunker, aka the Melio Studio. If you are a listener of Bubba on the Lake, good podcast, you go check that out.
But and I'm once again in a new site. I change my location every day.
He is still at summer camp, but the location always changes.
Less than a month, and I'll be back home. July 8th, I go back home. So it's June 15th.
Okay,
I'm over halfway done here.
Bless. But Graham, speaking of blessed, we continue to get blessed by recruits because Durkin and Golish, as I said at the top of the show, are still cooking on the defensive side of the ball and recruiting for the 2027 class. We got another DL. I throw it to you. What's his name? Tell us about him.
Yeah, so we're going to welcome in Nate Kamba to this class. Mm-hmm. Top 300 player in the country, top 35. He's 33. And defensive line, the ninth player out of North Carolina. I feel like in composite, he's the 10th player out of North Carolina and the 32nd defensive line, 270 national. But he's 6'4", 300 out of Corvian Community High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. He held offers from places like NC State, South Carolina, Arkansas, Florida State, Georgia, Louisville, Michigan State, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio State, Texas, USC, East Carolina, Troy. So definitely, you know, highly wanted by a lot of guys. Just another four-star adding into this group. Whoever said three-star university can now be quiet because that's just not the case anymore. I mean,
sit down.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 four-stars, and I think that now outweighs maybe the three stars, or maybe it's close to even, but Golish just picked up recruiting for sure, and he's doing something right, and he's getting guys aboard with the vision that he has for the Auburn football program, and I'm excited. I'm blown away so far about what I've seen from Golish in year one.
Dude, yeah, no kidding. And what's really crazy too is like normal, and I've said this before, and I'm sorry to be repeating myself, but it's still a true statement even today. The fact he's doing this year one for next year's class is kind of nuts. The defensive side of the ball is about to be crazy, y'all. Like, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. We really are, especially on defense. With Durkin at the helm calling the plays, watch out, man. I mean, we are, like, going headhunting. Like, we are. That DL is about to be monstrous. Monstrous is about to be crazy. But
also, I mean, even I think our linebacker core could be one of the best in the country.
I agree 100%.
And you sent me something the other day, I think. Yeah, and I just want to quote this real quick. This is from Xavier Atkins. If you don't know who that is, then you're living in a rock. All American linebacker,
defensive star.
He's a beast. He said, handsome. Tweeted out yesterday. He said, "Haven't even played my best ball yet." John 13:7. It's coming,
dude. I'm telling you, I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic. And maybe this is the Auburn fan in me because it's the cycle. I've seen it. It's like for any movie franchise or game franchise, you get excited about the new product. You hear about it and then it comes out. You're like, oh my gosh. And then like the first week or two, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, the honeymoon phase. You get to midseason, you're like, eh. And then it starts all over again. You're like, crap. And then the hype starts over again. But as
real
far
quick,
as the defensive side of the ball
real
goes.
Real quick. I just want to. Do a little more context on that quote, just because I was looking up John 13:7. Real quick, this is just what it says. It says, Jesus telling his disciple Peter, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
I love him so much. Xavier Atkins, if you're watching, for some reason, if you are watching, we don't know why you are, but if you are, thank you for watching first off. And please, please, we'd love to have you on the show.
That's fat for real.
Please, please. But I can't get over the fact that how not only, you know, obviously he's talking about his own version of play, but if you look around at social media at former players like Chandler Wooten, the Barnes' very own Chandler Wooten, Andrew Warsaw posted a like a GIF of Cam Newton doing the Superman whenever we sign him. Tanner Wooten posted, he's like, look, Golish is unreal, guys. Like, he, like, with like a laughing emoji, like, this is unbelievable. Like, I can't get over how well he's recruiting for this next class, especially for the defensive side of the ball. I can't remember a run like this as far as like recruiting goes for at least the defense. You could say maybe like the year that Gus was there, and maybe, dare I say, Freeze. But
he's like, had some momentum, especially in the offensive side when it came to recruiting. I mean, like, there's a stretch where, you know, he got Cam Coleman, he got Perry Thompson, he got Malcolm Zinn.
Like, Deuce Knight.
He went on a stretch there of getting really good offensive guys. But yeah, no, defensively, this does feel like, I mean, like, Auburn's getting consistently good guys on the defense. And so it's exciting. And I think also a testament to that is DJ Durkin proving himself over the last couple of years. He's been at Auburn as defensive coordinator. Each year, I feel like the defense has gotten a little bit better. And so he now has that, you know, guys want to come play for him because they've seen his product on the field. They know it's a good product. They know they could possibly play early. We've talked a little bit about that before. And so I think that's a testament to DJ as well about how, hey, like, I'm one of the best defensive coordinators in the country, so come play for me.
Yeah, and, like, I love the energy that is around the program right now. I really do. I know people like me, cautiously optimistic, but like the players, the coaches, the vibes are up, man. They really are. And this is just another example of somebody buying in to what Golish and Durkin, specifically for the defensive side of the ball. I'm not talking about the whole team. The whole team, yes, the vibes are up. But as far as the defense goes, we're going to be raw, dude. We're going to be so good. Like, I can't wait. And I agree with you. We could have potential, like, one of the best linebacker rooms in the country. You know what I mean? Like, that's saying something. So I'm excited. I really am. And I can't wait to see. I mean, I don't think they're done yet as far as recruiting goes. So we'll see what happens. I know that they had made a post about the class of 2028. You're on the clock. And like they showed like players that are there, you know, showing their, you know, their height, their weight, like almost like a NFL draft type video. You know what I'm talking about? I think Auburn posted it, like the football, Auburn football page on X posted it, maybe their Instagram as well through Reels. But yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm excited. I really am. And this 2027 class is going to be fun. And I can't wait to see what they do for the 2028 class. But I personally, I'm ready for football season. And you know a way that you can get ready for football season? By going to aushirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows that you love at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen for those listening. You got Barning Hard, you got Effie, you got Boog, you got the C5 hoodies, you got the Boog hat, you got new styles we're adding weekly. We're working on the Social Hour shirt, trying to get it approved. It'll be on there. But like I said, if you want to get geared up for football season, it is right around the corner, guys. And if you go to, say, Atlanta for the Baylor game or the home opener, and you're wearing a shirt from aushirts.com, tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all the above. Let us know that you're supporting us by going to aushirts.com and repping your gear. We'd love to give you a shout out on the show. And I'm not kidding when I say that. Please tag me, send me a DM of you wearing the shirt, and we'll go from there. And I can't wait. I can't wait for football season to be here. And what a better way to get excited for that, to get your gear from aushirts.com. Again, that is aushirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
You also go to buyauburn.com, BUCUR, and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you're a massive Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up and get your business on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can come support you anywhere, from anywhere or anytime they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, it's a great way to go and check out and see if there's any local businesses in the Atlanta area that are run by Auburn fans. It's a great way to support them, great way to support the family, great way to support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today to check that out or to search the index.
Yes, please, please do that. It's really cool to see it grow. So again, that's buyauburn.com for that. Graham, as we move on, with the recruit that we picked up the other day on 24/7, and I saw this tweet, and I have it in front of me now. So on 24/7 currently, we are ranked 12th in the country in recruiting. But if you go to composite rankings, we are in the top 10 at number 7. And we are right under the heels of the Shoe Dog himself, the Oregon Duck, and the Catholics in Notre Dame. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that at all. What are your thoughts? Like, do you think we could, as far as like overall, do you think we can break through the top 10, like outside of composite rankings?
Yeah. I mean, at the rate that we're going, I think that's definitely on the table. If you would ask me that when Golsh was hired, I'd been like, no. I would been like, Auburn's going to have to win some games before we even get a chance at the top 10 class. But he's proving otherwise right now that, hey, he's like, I can get some guys here and pretty quickly. So, like I said, I've been blown away by that. We'll see what happens. You know, these guys that commit, like, we'll see where they end up signing out. You know, sometimes things happen, they flip. So we'll see how many guys we can, you know, lock down, keep. Hopefully most of them, hopefully all of them. That would be awesome. But we'll see. There's still a lot of time left. You know, there's still a lot of guys unrecruited out or uncommitted out there. So other schools will still continue to get guys. It's not just Auburn getting guys and moving up the ranks. Other schools will. Auburn clearly has been getting more at a higher volume compared to other schools. But like I said, there's still a bunch of good recruits out there, 4 stars, 5 stars that have not committed. So teams will continue still, you know, rising in those ranks. So we'll see how Auburn does. We'll see if we can, you know, try to keep a top 10 spot. I think if Golsh had a top 10 recruiting class by the end of his first season, I think that's such a massive win, hoping in the fact that he at least, you know, made like won like 7 games. But like, I mean, I will say, even if he doesn't have the best year on the field, but recruits a top class, I'd be like, all right, there's your one buffer season. That's all you get. Let's see what you do the next year after that. But
right,
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. And real quick, I want to shout out. I got that tweet from Top Tier Auburn. So if you're on X, go check out Top Tier Auburn. That's where I saw that post of us being number 7 in the composite under Oregon and Notre Dame. So shout out to him or her, whoever it is. But yeah, I'm very, very excited. And to kind of piggyback what you said, I hope we can keep guys. And I know with the NIL era, you never know. Okay, someone can come knocking with a bigger check, a bigger bag, and they're out the door. But what I like about some of these recruits, and we talked about it on other shows leading up to this, some of the guys that have been recruited and have signed with Auburn and they're going all in on Auburn have said almost the same thing. It's almost identical responses. As soon as I stepped foot on campus, I knew I was home. That is one thing I'm holding true to, that even during the off season, say this year, let's just throw like a record out there. Say we go 7-5, right? Like we make a bowl game. We're not in the playoff, but we make a bowl game, right? Improvement, but not great. You want to see, you know, an 8-4, potentially a 9-3. And I was talking to someone today. I was actually on the planes today for a little bit, getting lunch with a buddy. And if we play our cards right, we go hard every game. He was like, yeah, I could see us going 9-3. And I kind of agree. I do. I know that's a hot take, but I mean, we have the talent. It's just, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Are you kidding? Like, we got some ball hawk headhunters on the other side of the ball, man. So on top of the rushing attack that we'll have with Byron Brown and Cobb, and then, you know, if we decide to throw it, he's got receivers he knows the tendencies for, and he's got the arm to do it. I don't give a damn about too. I don't give a damn about the hitch. I don't the hitch in his throw.
Hitch is a thing of the past. I don't care about it.
Yeah, and that hitch threw for 3K last season. 3K. I don't think the hitch is a problem. So that's just me. But I don't know. I'm excited though. I really am. It's cool to see people like Andrew Warsaw getting excited. Obviously, because you know he's very heavily involved. You know who Andrew Warsaw is. But like to see him reacting like that to getting recruits. That's got to be attractive to people who are being recruited by Auburn. They're like, hey, people are getting hype. Like, it's not just the coaching staff. There's people around the program that are like, hey, yeah, come on, come hang out. Come check us out. You won't regret it. Give us a shot. And whenever they get a shot, I knew I was home. That's what you hear every time. So that's really cool to me. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see, there's some people that could be potentially committing, obviously we're in their final, picks, but, You never know. We might hit, you know, be on here tomorrow saying, hey, we got someone else. So we'll see. I would like to see a little bit more offensive recruiting happen now, because I feel like we've gotten defensive handled. I really do. Now, I wouldn't be mad at another defensive signing, don't get me wrong, but I want to see some more, you know, receivers, running backs, you know, and we got a good running back the other day, but I want more. I'm hungry for more. I want to see us get some more offensive recruits and dig their heels in the sand, and let's go. I'm ready for football season, man. I really am. I said it the other day when we were talking about Argentina and Iceland and Jordan Hare, seeing that stadium packed out and the energy that was brought for a friendly before the World Cup. By the way, shout out Team USA for putting an absolute whooping on, was that what I just see, by the way? I just see a silhouette.
There was someone walked through past that window. I saw that too.
But my point is, I'm excited for football season, and you could tell people around Auburn are ready. The goalish hype is there. The recruiting has obviously helped that a lot. I'm ready to see some wins on the field, and I'm very confident and believe in Golish and company that they're going to get it done when it comes to the game in Atlanta against Baylor and then the home opener against Southern Miss. And then to me, that I know the measuring stick is probably going to be Baylor, because that's going to be a primetime game. It's in Atlanta under the lights. I understand that. And then you have the home opener against Southern Miss. Meh. To me, the measuring stick game is going to be the SEC opener at home under the lights in Jordan-Hare in the jungle, the chaotic atmosphere that is Jordan Hare at night against the Florida Gators. I think that is going to be the measuring stick.
You got to set the tone.
I agree. And
you also got to set the tone in Baylor.
I agree. How
do you phrase that? The tone needs to be set at Baylor, and let's keep that going. Let's keep the momentum with Florida.
Yeah. No, I agree. But do you see what I'm saying, though, as far as a quality SEC opponent?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we're talking like we got two rookie head coaches in the SEC. They got new quarterbacks.
One that we were supposed to get.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a former player of ours on Florida, and Eric Singleton Jr. I don't hate you. I understand the whole Tiger meat thing. That's the one guy I will not hate. I don't care. I love Eric Singleton Jr.
I hate him.
When he was at Georgia Tech, the dude was a Swiss Army knife, and I loved to watch him play. It was really cool to see. But I do hope at least when he's playing the Auburn Tigers, we get him. We get him good. And then after that, I don't care what happens. I'll pull for him. But with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything? Mm-hmm. If you like what you're listening to, guys, please follow and subscribe to The Barn Auburn. And you can find shows that you're listening to or watching now, like The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five. We have Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law. We have the basketball show. We have the baseball show. We have Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Go check out that podcast. It's very fun. If you like perspectives from former players that have been on the Plains, that is the podcast for you. Really cool podcast. One of my favorite listens, along with Village Vice and Top Button Podcast. So please go check out what we have to offer. Check out our website. Check out our YouTube channel. Follow us on social media at The Barn. And follow me and Graham if you just, you know, if you're feeling it. I retweet a lot of stuff. I hardly ever repost. I did post that I cooked for myself for the first time in a minute the other night, because if you ask me to cook for you, prep yourself for food poisoning, because it will happen. I'm not a good cook. I'm just letting you know. But I did make
at least you know it. There's some people out there who are good cooks but think they are.
I'll let you know, though, I successfully, as humbly as I can say, I cooked some shrimp scampi the other night, bro. Absolute gas. So good. Yeah. Shrimp scampi. It's literally just shrimp and noodles, but I put a little seasoning on there, a little oomph, a little pizzazz, you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit of that, you know? Good stuff. But again, like, subscribe so you don't miss anything from your number one Auburn sports source, The Barn. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, we will see you next time. War damn.
See ya.